On Tuesday, February 25th, details on the plans to restore and reopen the Jefferson Pools were released by representatives of the Omni Homestead Resort, 3 North, and the Virginia Department of Historic Resources. The teams focused on maintaining the existing character of the Jefferson Pools while referencing the structures to the way they were when the resort acquired them in 1925. John Hess, the Omni Homestead's Director of Sales and Marketing, introduced the speakers.
Today, we celebrate and embrace a long history in this valley. This project has taken 4 years of research, study, and planning to bring us to where we are today. Thank you all for being here on this momentous occasion. We have several special guests with us today. Ed Pillsbury from 3 North and Julie Langan from the Virginia Department of Historic Resources.
Ed Pillsbury, an associate senior architect for 3 North, talked about the process of studying the buildings and finding out what work needed to be done.
So the next thing that we did after we learned about history is really dig into what these pools are. And to start with, we went out and laser scanned everything so that we had very accurate documentation of what's there. And then we built architectural models in the computer that filled in the finishes and everything so that we really have very accurate documentation of what's there and can catalog and understand it. In addition to all this sort of computer work, John Maddio, the structural engineer, and I spent a good amount of time really climbing up, put ladders on everything, we stabbed probes and things, and came up with a pretty detailed analysis of what members were structurally sound and what members are not. So we tried to be as scientific about this as we can and say, what can we save and what needs to get replaced. Certainly a lot of it needs to be replaced, but we are also very committed to saving everything that we can.
The final speaker for the evening was Julie Langan. Ms. Langan serves as Director of the Department of Historic Resources and State Historic Preservation Officer for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Omni did make the decision that they wanted to use the historic rehabilitation tax credits, and there are two of those that my office administers. One is a state tax credit and the other is a federal tax credit. And this was something that I felt was important for a couple of reasons. First of all, it helps cover the costs. But secondly, it's like taking out an insurance policy that the outcome of the project is going to be one that meets all of the preservation standards.
There's a 12 to 18 month tentative timetable for the project. At this time, the architectural firm is currently soliciting bids from contractors capable of doing the kind of work necessary to restore the structures. There has been no public release of the budget for the project, and work is expected to start later this summer. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Danny Cardwell.